Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner, and congratulations to each of you for plugging in on the Success Team call tonight. I am super excited to see each of you in Dallas, Texas. It's convention week, and it is going to be an amazing convention in Dallas, Texas. I hope you're planning on joining us there. I know pretty much all the major announcements that are going to be made. Of course, I'm sworn to secrecy as a member of the Platinum World Council. They threaten us with termination every time they tell us something they're going to be announcing, so I'm always careful. I don't want to get terminated. I'm always careful about telling too much, but I'll tell you, they're going to be rolling out some international announcements. We're shifting from a counter-based comp plan to a premium-based plan. That's a huge positive. Big bonus program coming out. It's going to be announced on Friday or Saturday. And all I can tell you on that is be at senior director as a minimum. Executive director, you're going to make a ton more money, but a great bonus program will be rolled out in Dallas. And just some other big things that are happening. The company is positioned very well for massive growth right now. Sales are way up. Recruiting is up 23%. I know I don't do a lot of that effort myself. It's really you that are involved in that, and I just want to thank you and congratulate you for your tremendous effort. I look forward to seeing you in Dallas. I hope I don't see you out in the hall hanging out when the speakers are speaking. I hope you're in the event, plugging in, listening, and I'll be there on that front row with my wife, Jennifer, really just cheering our team on. We've got a lot of our team members that will be recognized in Dallas, and we'll recap that on next week's recap call. But I'm looking forward also to our team breakout session after the main convention's over Saturday evening. We're going to get together for an hour with the team, 7:30 to 8:30 right there in the convention center, and really just shake hands and spend time with each other. And we've got some exciting announcements that Mike Riches and Jim Tanner and I will be sharing with you just to keep you updated on what we're doing as a team. And we'll be rolling that information out on Saturday evening. So be sure to plug in to all of that. If you've made the decision not to come to Dallas, the most important thing you could do is change your mind and come to Dallas, Texas. It's going to be just an incredible event. And then we'll be talking about next Monday evening, we'll do a recap of the Dallas event, and we'll be talking about Salt Lake City. And many of you that are in Dallas will be able to register for Salt Lake City right then. And I'm just super excited about what's happening right now, massive growth, and it's exciting to be a part of it. Well, I'm going on 25 years with Legal Shield. I've been saying 23 years, but I've been saying that for a couple of years. So it was like when I was 42, I said I was 42 for about 6 years, and my wife says, "You're not 42, you're 48." And I realized, oh, okay, I've stuck like an old broken record. So I joined Legal Shield in September of 1994. So in September of 2019 will be my 25th year with the company. It's been an incredible opportunity. They've paid me over $12 million. Now, that's another number I need to probably adjust, because I've been saying that for a couple of years. They paid me $700,000 last year, so almost another million. But at least they've paid me $12 million. I earned my first million selling the product as an employee benefit, and I loved that part of the business, and I loved going out to the cities and county governments down in Louisiana and marketing this as an employee benefit. And one of the largest groups I got was the state of Louisiana, the state government. I earned over $1 million on that group so far, and we still write business on that group every single day pretty much. And that's a group I opened 23 years ago. When I moved to Tennessee in 1999, at about 4.5 years in the business, we bought a horse ranch in Tennessee and I moved here. I really changed my focus from selling the product to building a team. Now, I already had a team built. I was already earning a six-figure income from my team. But I say I started because it was really focused. The year I left Louisiana, I was the number one producer in Legal Shield 11 of 12 months. So I wrote a lot of business that year. I think it was almost 1,800 memberships that year, and made $488,000. And that was how I closed out my chapter on selling. I was one of the top producers in the company, wrote you know, made $488,000, not quite a half million. And then I moved to Tennessee and really shifted my focus to building a sales organization. I already knew that's where the big money was because there were people earning $1 million a year in Legal Shield, and I was hanging around them. I was going on trips with them. And I was thinking, man, if they make $1 million a year and I make a half million a year, that their plan's better than mine. And plus, a lot of them had a lot better lifestyle. They weren't out at 4 a.m. driving doing sheriff department enrollments or prison enrollments, which was what I was doing. I spent much of that last year in prison, I like to say that, just in doing enrollments with those correctional officers down in Louisiana. That was a really big part of what I wrote that 1999. But I moved to Tennessee, shifted my focus on team building. I understood passive income. That's not what I want to talk about tonight. I understood, you know, leveraging my time and building a team. I knew all that because I was already earning, as I said, over $100,000 a year just in overrides from my team. But it was really about focus. I needed to really buckle down and focus now on recruiting and training and developing a team. And so I started that, or I continued that process, I should say, but I continued it on a very full-time basis and really upped my game in recruiting and building a team. I've taken my income now from $100,000 a year to eventually $250,000 and to a half million. I remember it was so exciting when I got a half million a year and just overrides. No personal sales, just override income. And then a couple of years ago, I hit $600,000. Then I think 2 years ago now, I hit $700,000 in a year. I haven't quite hit the $800,000, but I'm on my way, and I continue to recruit. I've recruited several associates this year so far. I love it. I love sharing this incredible opportunity with other people. I hope you know that's my big motivation. I'm not super money motivated. I've made a lot of money and I have a lot of money, but I'm more motivated about people. I'm more motivated about helping others have the freedom and the opportunity that I was blessed with 25 years ago. So in recruiting and building a team, it's hard. That's one of the messages I wanted to share tonight on the call is it's tough building a team. It's a lot tougher building a team than it is selling memberships, in my opinion. I've done both. I've sold 7,000 memberships myself. That was tough. You know, it's not easy. Some people say no. Some say yes, some say no. But recruiting, the odds are more against you. It's tough to recruit. Now, I'm not trying to talk you out of the business. I'm trying to really talk heart-to-heart with you tonight. And I want you to know, as a coach, this is tough. And it is not for wimpy people. And it is not for quitters. Because it's tough. And here's some of the realities. People don't keep commitments. Everyone will make commitments. Yeah, I'll finish the training, but they don't keep the commitment. Yeah, I'll call me at that time, and you call them, and they're not there. I'll meet you there, and they don't show up. And, you know, I've gone through that times 1,000. You know, I've had 1,000 people not show up to a weekly meeting. I've had 1,000 people not show up to a conference call. You know, that's just the nature of the beast. That's how it is. People don't keep – they make commitments, but they don't keep commitments. You're looking for people that keep commitments. But most people don't. Most people give up. Most people quit. Most people don't produce. It's a hard reality because we expect, especially if you're a producer, if you joined this business and went out and produced – recruiting will be tougher for you because most people are not like you. Most people are the opposite of you, and they make excuses why they shouldn't produce. Most people are not Performance Club qualified. Most people are not executive director. Those are the elites, okay? You have to go through a lot of people to get someone that consistently does something. Most people don't show up. Like we're having this big event in Dallas. Most people won't be there. So if you're not going to be there, you're among the majority of people, and those are the people that generally don't make much money in our business or don't develop much passive income or don't get the big picture. And they can easily quit. They can easily be taken out of our business because they don't get what they need to get. And you can only get what you need to get at a big event. So that's why we say Get out of production this week. Do not stay home and sell things. Do not stay home and recruit people. Come to Dallas. Get the big picture. Catch the vision. Get an idea of where we're going as a company, and then double down. When you come back on Monday, double down on your effort, and April can be your biggest production month ever. You can go from zero to executive director in April if you've got the why and you understand the big picture. And that's only found at these big events. But remember, most people don't show up. Most people are not consistently consistent. So most people aren't consistently doing something every month like Performance Club. Most people don't. Most people are more hit and miss, or they miss, and they miss, and they miss. So just understand that. If you look at your organization, whatever size it is, say you got three people and most people aren't doing anything, of the three, none of them are doing anything, you're right on track. You are building a multi-million dollar business. The only problem with your business and why it's not a multi-million dollar business and it's just throwing pennies at you is you got three people. You need 300 people. You need 3,000 people. And here's why you need a lot of numbers. People say, well, it's all about numbers. You're just recruiting a whole bunch of people. You just have to. And here's why, because most people don't do anything. Most people don't even go through the training. Most people don't even get started. Most people never even produce a sale, one sale. So I wanted to share that reality with you, not in a negative way, just in a reality check that it's okay if you've got a team of 20 and most of them aren't doing anything or none of them are doing anything, that's okay. I promise you, you are on track. Your numbers cannot look any worse than my numbers or Jim Tanner's numbers or any other platinum in this or in this company. I mean, Darnell Self has a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people that have done absolutely nothing in his business. They've joined the $99 club and never wrote a sale. He has tens of thousands of those, and he makes $1 million a year in income. I just talked to Darnell a few minutes ago. He's going to be stopping by our team breakout session on Saturday night. We've got a very exciting announcement about a summer event coming up in Las Vegas, so he'll be talking about that at our team breakout Saturday evening. Here's the good news. Okay, that's the bad news. Most people don't do much, but here's the good news. Some people do. There's a big but there, but some people don't quit. Like my brother, Mike Riches, who's been in here now 15 years, he's been in this business. My mom never quit. She's been in over 20, she was my first associate. She's been 24 and a half years, you know, just with me. She was the first one I signed up. She's made millions of dollars. And, you know, she's not quit. And many people on her team, like Mr. Jim Tanner and Mr. Scott Brooks and many, many others in that organization, that Gail Ross, you know, that haven't quit. They're consistently in this business. Chris Evans, a good friend of mine, has been in the business 12 years. He doesn't quit. He's probably got a lot of reasons to quit. And he's probably quit periodically mentally, but he still does this business every day. He works very hard, and he writes a lot of business. You know, as I said, most people don't produce. Well, here's the good news. Some people do produce. Let me give you a few of my producers. Kim Ferris in Buffalo wrote 13,000 memberships. Mr. Dave Paperno, who we've heard from on our B2B calls, 20,000. He just hit 20,000 personal memberships. Personal. Melanie Nabb, one of my millionaire, these are all Millionaire Club members, obviously, but Melanie Nabb, one of my Millionaire Club members and $200,000 earner from Baton Rouge, she has written 7,000 personal memberships. Miss Renee McKnight has written over 5,000 personal memberships, has one of the highest retention rates in the entire company, and is a $100,000 income earner. Mr. Ronnie Wilms, a $100,000 earner from Nashville, has written over 5,000 personal sales. Mr. Rick, and gets a residual check every single month. Mr. Rick Reen gets a renewal check every single month, a big one. He's written over 7,000 memberships. Brian Fahili, one of our favorite trainers, over 5,000 personal sales. Miss Linda Pitt, over 5,000. I mean, it goes on and on. I've got a lot of people that do produce. So most people don't. Some people do, but you don't have to have a whole lot to make a whole lot of money. You can just have a small team of producers, But you can't get a small team of producers with a small team. Let me emphasize that. You can't get a small team of producers, which is all you need to make it to the top of this business. How many lines doing 20 do you need to be an ED? Three. You got to have three people that build a team doing 20 sales a month. That's it. You only need three. You cannot get three by recruiting 20 or 30. It's mathematically impossible. Why? You say, well, why? Well, here, that's why, because you only have 30 people, and it's not 10%. Three out of 30 don't do this business. At least they wouldn't be producing at 20. You got to get 300. You got to get a lot more people on the table. That's the secret. That's my message tonight. If you want to build a big team, go recruit. If you want to earn a big income, go recruit a lot of people. That's all that you can control, is how many people you expose to this business. You can't even control who signs up. You definitely can't control what they do once they sign up, but you can control how many exposures a day you do. Most don't show up, but some do. We'll have over 200 people from the team in Dallas. That's 200 people that showed up. That's exciting. I remember when it was just me at the convention. It was just me. I was the only one from my team. That might be you in Dallas. Well, it won't be too long from now. You can have 100 people show up. That was an exciting time when I had over 100 people from my team at an event. And now 200 and 300, and you just continue growing it. I invited everyone. I mean, I've got 30,000, 40,000 people on my team, 40,000 associates. I invited them all. Only 200 said, yeah, I'll show up. I'll come to Dallas. There's still a few people that stay home and still will write business, but again, 200 showed up. Most don't. Most people are not consistent, but some are. We have a record number of Performance Club qualifiers, and a record, which is a consistent effort every month of writing at least 90 revenue points a month or 180 revenue points a month if you want the PC Pro, which is crazy not to take that extra money on the table. Senior director, you know, where you get an extra $40 on a $49.90 plan by just building a team that's doing 25 sales a month. That's it. Halfway to executive director. Executive director, we've got a record number of new executive directors right now, people that are consistently consistent. Most people aren't, but some people are. And here's the great news. You, Legal Shield will pay you big money for being consistently consistent. So if you want to be in Performance Club, they've got big dollars, millions of dollars being paid out in Performance Club alone, just to those that are consistently consistent. So on top of the commissions, big money available, big bonuses available to senior directors, big bonuses available to executive director, and that's going to be bigger when we walk out there Saturday night. We'll be talking about that at our team breakout because they're putting big dollars on the table for people at those levels to continue to build their business. So Legal Shield's paying out big money for those associates that choose to be consistently consistent. And here's the other good news. You don't have to have a big team of producers. You only need a few producers. If you have four people on your team hitting executive director, you're a platinum executive director. You've joined the top rank in the business. All you need is four executives. You know, find four people like me or Jim Tanner or Mike or hundreds of others executive directors. We're going to go to an executive director gala on Thursday night. It's going to be packed. There'll be hundreds of people there. You just got to find four of them, okay? Find four executive directors, and you're making probably $200,000 to $300,000 a year, and you're a platinum. You get to go on the platinum trips. Maybe five. Go get five. I always liked having a spare tire. So, you know, four is good, but have a fifth one as a spare tire. But you're at the top with four people. But, again, the secret is you can't recruit four and get four. You can't recruit four associates and get four producers. You can't recruit five associates and get four producers. You can't recruit 50 associates and get five producers. 10%, it's not that good. I wish it was. I probably wouldn't be on the call tonight. I'd be on my island. It just takes more people. You got to recruit 100 to get one that really goes. and another 100, you'll get another stud or studette on your team. That's how it works. And I know, you know, Jim Rohn teaches. I don't understand why people don't. And I've been trying to figure that out for 25 years. Jim Rohn says, don't take that class. Don't try and study why people don't. Just, it's the reality. It's the reality of it. Most people are not very committed to things. Okay? And it's not unique to our business. Most people aren't very committed to a lot of things. Okay? Most people don't have very good discipline. And you've got to find people that do have strong discipline. So in the bottom line is you've got to be tough to be a winner in this business. And I want you to win in this business. The fact that you're on this call tonight says to me that you're a winner. You know, stay in the game. It's well worth the effort. You know, I've been so blessed financially. I mean, just I've been working on some, we are kind of renovating our basement. After 10 kids, it was kind of roughed up. So we're, you know, been doing some work there the last couple weeks. And last Monday, I celebrated my 32nd anniversary with my wife. And so we were out to dinner. I wasn't on the call. But I'm telling you, just the lifestyle that we enjoy, the time I'm able to spend with my wife and my family, and then every day $3,000 or $4,000 comes flowing in my bank account. It's such a blessing. It's such an exciting opportunity that you and I have at our fingertips. Stay in the game. It's well worth the effort. The effort will be required. It's hard to you know, to sow the seeds required to get. I can't remember the quote, but it's talking about sowing those seeds. To have the harvest, you got to sow the seeds. Okay, winners never quit, and quitters never win. Winners never quit. You can't quit in this game and be a winner. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. I've seen a ton of quitters in our business. They never win. Be a winner. You know, I know it's scary being on commission only. I know it's scary not knowing how much you're going to make every month. I mean, I understand that. I built this business from the ground up. I wasn't given anyone or anything when I started. I had to go find my first recruit and find my first producer. But I'll tell you this, success is earned in the fear zone, not the comfort zone. The question is, do you want the lifestyle? Do you want the freedom? Do you want the financial independence that this business promises? And if you do, you're definitely in the right business. You just got to double down your effort and recruit more people. To have the dreams desired, you must sow the seeds required. I'm sorry, I didn't have that quote in my notes. So to have the dreams desired, all of us have great dreams we want to accomplish, we've got to sow the seeds required. And sow is that action word. Okay? You've got to sow. You've got to work. You've got to reap. You've got to, in order to reap, you've got to sow. And so I just challenge you to go hit this business hard. I'm super excited to spend that time in Dallas, and I want you to come out of Dallas laser focused on expanding your freedom, on expanding your business and taking your business to the next level. I want you to know that I'm 100% committed to helping you do that as your business partner. I'm committed to your success. I hope you believe that. And I know Mr. Tanner is as well. And we appreciate you, again, plugging in on the call tonight. And Mr. Tanner, with that, I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.